what drew you to the University of Illinois and the EMS studio, in essence, composition as a whole?
I came here as a grad student in composition. And
when was that?
1974. And I knew of the reputation of University of Illinois and experimental music studios and new music composition, especially all the contemporary arts festivals. And John Melby, who was like one of my composition teachers at Westchester University, then Westchester State College, came to the University of Illinois as faculty member.
So in essence, you followed John.
Kind of. It was another reason.
So, again, we're just trying to get a sense of the flavor of the school, the environment, the faculty. I mean,
Well, there was a lot of activity. Ed London, Sal Martirano, Herbert Bruhn, Ben Johnston, Morgan Powell. John Melby, Paul Martinson, and there were others at that particular time. Robert Kelly was also on faculty at that stage of the game. There were 17 full-time faculty in composition theory in 74. 17 full-time faculty. Now, there weren't all full-time positions, so there were more than 17 people, but there were 17 FTEs.
That's quite remarkable, covering just about everything, from Robert Kelly's style to Paul's. You mentioned Morgan, his composition,
right.
But I don't normally immediately associate Morgan's composition with the EMS studio at all. So in essence, he had some sort of connection to it.
Well, he had a connection to, he was up on the fifth floor. Herbert Bruhn was another one, obviously. He was here at that time. It was very active. There was also a bit of a vacuum that had been created by the Jarn Hiller's departure in 68. And that's when I think actually a lot of stress came about within the faculty.
So what did Jerry Hiller provide that wasn't there after he departed?
Well, Jerry started everything, and he started everything with a zero budget from everything which I've read, as well as all my conversations with Jerry. Fortunately, I had numerous telephone conversations with Jerry. He came out numerous times. We invited him out numerous times. So it was fascinating to hear from his perspective directly what went on, including jumping into dumpsters over in the EE area, pulling out equipment that had just been thrown out. There was a different set of rules and regulations with respect to state-owned property at that point. and he also got... was able to secure equipment from WILL that was either not working or no longer needed WILL radio. And so he was able to assemble things with a zero budget.